This is Blake Hurst, and I'm President of Missouri Farm Bureau, and also had the opportunity to serve as the chair of the subcommittee of our Resolutions Committee that handled farm policy. The Resolutions Committee had a good conversation, and most of our language is accepted by the delegates today, so we're happy with that way that went. I think all the goal of our committee and the delegates as well was to give American Farm Bureau the most flexibility we could have going into the continuing negotiations on a new farm bill.
How do you achieve that flexibility specifically? What did you ask for in this?
Well, we talk a little bit about the guiding principles or the more 50,000 feet type of things, which we want a safety net in case of weather or price catastrophe. But we realize that farm programs can't guarantee a profit, and they ought not to influence planning decisions that farmers make, that we need to let the market guide us in our planning decisions. And there are several ways to achieve those goals. And I think we'll, as we go into these negotiations over a new farm bill, we'll have the ability to work for the best way to accomplish those goals.
There's always give and take in sessions like this. What particularly did you have to do to achieve what you needed?
Well, as it turns out, different crops have different interests. And so the give and take tends between people who are representing the crops grown in their areas. And so it's important for rice producers in the Boot Heel, for example, Missouri, to have a reference price protection. And not so important, I think, for corn and soybean producers who are more interested in various insurance products, a shallow loss program. So I think we have the flexibility that we can address each crop's needs as we move forward in the farm bill negotiation.
Interesting, because as you go from the Boot Heel up to the northwestern part of the state, to what degree is Missouri a microcosm of those geographic differences in the United States?
Oh, I think we are exactly that, a microcosm. We have farmers who have raised southern crops. We have farmers who are Midwestern type crop, raised Midwestern crops. So we're exactly a pretty good picture of what American Farm Bureau deals with as we try to represent all of agriculture.
What differences will we see in the policy on farm policy from Farm Bureau?
I think we started out the process a year ago with talking about a deep loss program. As the conversation has moved more toward shallow loss and referenced price programs, Farm Bureau has moved as well. So we have a policy now that talks about those programs and will allow us to be part of the negotiations.